Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everybody around the country is talking about this. The snow continues to fall in epic numbers. As a matter of fact, on the farm, we have 64 inches, I'm told, because I'm not there. I'm in Atlanta today. Gee, seems like it was just here. I was last Thursday and Friday, now driving through as I take my darling Charlotte back to California to be warm because we want to get away from the snow. It's really not good for her at her age. She's never been in her life in the snow or in the cold. She's always gone to California with me, so she's a bit spoiled. But as she's older, it's done, you know, the usual stuff that it does to our joints, it's doing to hers as well. So anyway, 64 inches of snow on the farm. We have a mountain of snow. As a matter of fact, one person said yesterday to me that we can have a tourist attraction in April, May, and maybe June, because we've got the way the snow is being piled up, we have a bulldozer pushing snow off because you just can't get it out of the way. So we're moving it into the pasture, and there are a couple of piles of like 100 feet tall. So never have I seen snow like this. And most people who remember back, this is one of those real times when you measure against the records that go back to the 1880s, the Weather Channel. Not the Weather Channel. That was not around in the 1880s. The Weather Bureau was around in the 1880s. And there was never as much snow in suburban Boston as there is right now. And there's more today, apparently, and more later on this week. So be prepared for that. School is in the school session's in shambles. They're going to, there's some who say, well, we ought to maybe cut off the April vacation, but parents say no because we have plans. So there are many students in Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, southern New Hampshire probably, and southern Maine that'll be going to school well into July, the 4th of July maybe even, in order to get that mandatory 180 days in. And nobody really knows why that's there. We know why the summers are off, because that used to be, that's the tradition from our agrarian economy when kids were, and this goes back to the beginning of the public school system. It is and has always been that school would be out for a couple of months in the summertime, because the original idea was that children would be working on the farm, but that's not the case now. So we've got the camps and all the other things, vacations. So that's why this is really going to be a mess. Speaking of messes, Brian Williams and the debate that swirls over his future. NBC, this is a difficult thing for them, Kenny, because Brian has been number one. The nightly news is at the top of the ratings. But if people don't have respect for him or they don't believe him, what's going to happen to the ratings?
They're already going down.
They are. To what point? What are the stats? Because I haven't seen the stats.
I haven't seen the particular stats. I just saw a bunch of headlines that his last newscast last week were already sinking before he took himself off the air.
Really? So are they doing? Isn't Lester Holt doing it now?
He's supposed. I didn't catch it last night, but he was supposed to be filling in.
Well, I don't think, I mean, Brian Williams has had a pretty good career so far, but now everybody wonders, because of this situation that exists, and something happened 10 or more years ago, whether he can be believed. Here's an excerpt from a conversation he had with a newspaper interviewer on what he remembered about what happened when he was in Iraq.
You know, I was speaking to these guys today, and, you know, they all told me that they couldn't understand how you could make a mistake. Like, this is the beginning of the war. It's like the first week of the invasion. These are memories that are seared into people's minds, right? There's all this buildup, and then finally there's the war. And all of them told me that they couldn't understand how you could misremember which aircraft you're on or whether your aircraft was hit. So I'm just wondering, how does that happen?
Same reasoning in reverse. It was my first engagement of the war, and remember, we were all scared. I have yet to meet the veteran who doesn't admit to, you know, cinching up a little bit when it starts. And it all became a fog of getting down on the ground. What do we do now? Taking our direction from the air crews. I'm traveling with a retired four-star general. And then the arrival of the armored mech platoon. So a professional will look at this differently. They go into a kind of hyperdrive. I did what a civilian, an untrained civilian, would do in that instance. And it was being scared. I think anyone in my shoes would admit that. It could not have been a more foreign environment. All we knew is we had been fired upon. All we knew was we had sat down. And then with the arrival of the sandstorm, how do we defend our little desert bivouac area?
I think he sounds very measured there, Kenny. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. And he doesn't address... He claimed that his helicopter had been shot down.
He said shot down. No, but it was shot at. Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff here. Yeah. So what are your thoughts? We haven't had a poll on this yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
All right, maybe that's a good one for tomorrow. Brian Williams, what do you think? 888-302-3684. One way to be in touch with us here on Good Day. Another way to be in touch is to go to the email. Well, yeah, you can send Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com an email, or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Our poll today, speaking of that, how much money have you spent on Powerball tickets this week? I notice as I'm driving across country on the interstates, big signs, I think it's $410 million for the drawing.
It's supposed to be $450 by tomorrow.
By tomorrow, the drawing is Wednesday, and then the other one is about $60 million. Nothing serious there, but $410 million. And but what's your chance of winning? That's just fun, though. Sometimes. So, how much have you spent on Powerball tickets this week? A, over $20. B, between $10 and $20. C, between $5 and $10. D, less than $5. I haven't bought any tickets yet. F, I'm not planning on spending any money on Powerball. So you can help yourself, the thousands of people that go to DougStefan.com each day, do our poll. Yesterday's poll, how much you're planning on spending for Valentine's Day. 25% said, when is that again? Hello, it's this Saturday. 38% of you said less than $20. Let's see, 12% said between $20 and $50. 14% said, I don't know. 6% said between $50 and $100. 4% said over $100. So put yourself into one of those categories. Doug Steffen of the Good Day Program at 13 past the hour.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online.
Setup, repair, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil gifts.
Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel. Offer valid through 2/14/15, in-store only while supplies last.
Attention construction pros. IronPlanet.com and Cat Auction Services are joining forces to produce the February sale the entire industry is talking about. That's right. Two leaders in the sale of construction equipment and trucks are combining to produce one live, unreserved auction in Orlando tomorrow through Friday. Go to IronPlanet.com. The three-day sale will feature quality used excavators, wheel loaders, tractors, motor graders, compactors, work platforms, lifts, trucks, and much more. 1,500 items will sell over 3 days. Buy what you need live at the Orlando auction or buy it online. Go to ironplanet.com right now and do guaranteed inspection reports on every piece of equipment for sale. All the items will have guaranteed inspection reports so you can buy with complete confidence. Go to ironplanet.com and register free now. The Iron Planet and Cat Auction Services sale has tens of millions of dollars worth of used equipment from some of the biggest dealers, OEMs, rental companies, and contractors in the business. It'll all be sold tomorrow through Friday. Attend it live in person. Go online to ironplanet.com.
It's kind of a cool thing. Ironplanet.com and Cat Auction Services joining forces to produce this sale of construction equipment for the unreserved auction. It's Wednesday through Friday. It really is that for those of you who are in the construction business, for those of you who may be farmers, I find this fascinating, these online auctions. Heavy construction equipment. This is something that people in the construction business look forward to. They've been doing this for 15 years. A three-day sale with all kinds of stuff. You know what? If nothing else, if you're a big boy that likes toys, boys and the toys, Kenny, go to ironplanet.com and look at some of the equipment that's there. The excavators, the bulldozers, the loaders. There's all kinds of stuff there. Ironplanet.com. 1617, actually, after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. You know who really is a character? Benjamin Netanyahu. He says that he will proceed with his scheduled address to Congress on March 3rd, even though the president doesn't want him to come because he wasn't invited by the White House. The White House didn't even know about it. And didn't they pull another? Oh, the Pope. The Pope's coming, I think, is it, what, April or sometime in April? And both of these invites came from Congress, came from John Boehner, and not from the president or the White House. And so the White House has its nose sort of out of joint. And the Israeli news sources are saying that he is determined to address Congress, claiming that Iran's nuclear program is not a political issue or a party issue, but rather an existential issue. And he wants to explain that, because a lot of people here in the United States want us to do this, and he does not. So he's coming over. That's his purpose. That's his reason for coming, because he wants to try to talk Congress into not supporting whatever this deal is that they're trying to work out with Iran's nuclear program. So what do you say about that?
His reason for coming is that he wants to get reelected.
Yes. And he'll raise a lot of money while he's here.
Yeah.
He get a lot of America is very important, the Jewish community, and not even the Jewish community in America, but the money that will flow from America and Jewish interests to getting him reelected will be more than what he's going to collect at home. It's phenomenal.
And that's why the president's not seeing him. It's not just that Boehner invited him, but it's been policy that the president of the U.S. doesn't meet with foreign leaders who are running for election.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the election's like next month.
His policy is that he doesn't like Netanyahu, so he's happy not to meet with him.
Yeah.
that's part of his policy, too, not necessarily official White House policy. 19 after on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and laws number 3030.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good.
Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager is going to be awesome. That's it with Boston.
The Doug Steffens Good Day Program. The jury has been seated, Kenny, in the trial of the guy that killed the American sniper Chris Kyle. 2 men and 10 women are going to serve as jurors for the trial of this former Marine who had PTSD. Did I get the post-traumatic stress? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he got upset at Chris Kyle. He'd taken him to a gun range to try to help him out, but he shot him instead.
The
Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My favorite British Beatles song, the British version of She Loves You, was the first song that the Beatles sung on their first appearance on this date, 1964, on the Ed Sullivan Show. The audience was at 73 million people. Can you imagine 73 million people? That 73 million television sets didn't even exist in 1964. So they started off with She Loves You, and then they sang I Want to Hold Your Hand. Remember about this is that you really couldn't hear the songs above the screams of the girls, the audience. The screams were. That's not a great old video of this performance, but it was just for all kinds of reasons one of the most fun experiences, and still is when you look back at them appearing here for the first time. Speaking of firsts, on this date in 1963, the first Boeing 727 took off, became the most popular plane. During the 20 years that it was built, 1,832 of them were built. Now it's been supplanted by the 737 that they're still making. The 747 flew its inaugural flight on this day in 1969, so a big day in aircraft history. Right, meanwhile, this is not a history lesson. This is fun time. We go first to the monologues from last night's late night shows. Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers up.
At the Grammys, Kanye West jumped on stage and interrupted when Album of the Year was announced. Yeah. Which, of course, means six more weeks of winter. Brian Williams won the Grammy for Best Spoken Word in the Fiction category. At least I think he did. That's what he told me.
Check this out, guys. According to a recent survey, 12% of Americans say that it's fine to cheat a little on your taxes, while the other 88% know not to talk to a guy with a clipboard asking them if they cheat on their taxes. Like,
I've been stealing money for about 10 years now.
The Grammys, the one night of the year where fans, both young and old, gather around their TVs to say, who is that? Dad, who is Tom Jones?
I'll answer your question with a question. Who is Jesse J?
Kanye West told reporters at a Grammy after party last night that he rushed the stage during the Album of the Year award because he felt Beck should have given his Grammy to Beyonce. But you know what they say, opinions are like Kanye's.
All right, I didn't get that.
That's something we can't say on the radio.
Oh. Okay, there we go. All right, here's something you can have on the air. Ellen DeGeneres here from her daytime programming jokes about getting sick and what to do now to avoid getting sick.
I know people get sick. Sometimes you can't avoid it, especially when there are those little tiny molecules traveling around everywhere on every surface. Not molecules. What are they called? Children. I think people need a refresher on how to behave when they're sick, so I'm here to help. If you have to sneeze, do the vampire sneeze. Do it like that, in your sleeve, then take your shirt off, burn it. And then if you have a fever, remember, it's feed a fever, starve a cold. Or starve a fever, feed a cold. Anyway, here's an easier rhyme. If you have a fever, do not leave your house. And here's another one. If you have a cold, do what you're told. Do not hold a subway pole. Finally, here's a good one. Wash your hands.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
When did this business of sneezing into your sleeve start? I still sort of do it the way I try to find a Kleenex or a tissue of some sort or a handkerchief to cover my nose, or I just do it with my whole hand. When did the sneeze on the sleeve start? Do you know?
It's been something recent.
Yeah, it has been. That's what I'm saying. It isn't. I don't know whether it started in some sort of medical concern, or did it just... I mean, who would have been the first one? I'd like to know. I'd like to have... Remember that old, I'd like to shake his hand, he made my baby fall in love with me. I'd like to not necessarily shake your hand if you sneezed in it, but I'd like to know who it was or where... The procedure now has become somewhat of a tradition of sneezing into your sleeve started from. 888-302-DOUG.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and David Frum. Coming right up, might Obama have the upper hand in his middle-class economics budget?
Get out to the forest. And discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Woo!
Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Reagan and David Frum. A more popular Barack Obama has proposed what he calls a middle-class economics budget. Does he now have the upper hand, or does the GOP Congress have the final say?
No, I think it's dead on arrival as such. I think this is more of an aspirational kind of proposal. This is where I'd like to go. This is where I think the country wants to go. I think he's gambling that many of these proposals would be quite popular. Free community college and tax breaks for middle class working folks. But it's not, the Republicans are not going to buy into anything that has his name on it. So some elements of this may in fact trickle through. We may use the word trickle.
What you would have expected to see: compression of income inequality during the downturn, and then an increase in income inequality as the economy recovered and stocks rose. Instead, it's just been a consistent pattern through the Obama years of these wealth gaps getting wider. I think that's one of the reasons that there's a lot of energy on the political left. Let's just be clear about something. If you send $500 to the government and it sends you $1,500 back, whatever that is, that's not a tax cut. And that is what President Obama is talking about. He's talking about large degrees of income redistribution.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and...
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Inside out in some circumstances. Let's get to that now on the Good Day program. Ken Kessler, Doug, Steph, and Jennifer back tomorrow. The first place we stop is the new ISIS video. Ken, have you seen this?
I have not.
This is a British reporter who reportedly is being held by ISIS, appeared in a new video released yesterday. This is the latest featured hostage to appear in these propaganda videos. It was shot documentary style, called Inside Halab, which is a city of a city in Syria that's an ancient city. The video serves as a tour of sorts. John Cantile, I believe, is his name. Cantile. He's the reporter who has been forced to make these propaganda videos for ISIS to increase the propaganda campaign for them. The videos being shown in Iraq and in Syria. And as of this morning, the exact date of the video's filming isn't known. So this guy becomes the latest figure for the ISIS guys to use as propaganda. We all know about the video last week of that horrible execution that took place. So the latest in their foolishness continues. Also, today a lot of people are talking, Kenny, about the United States and Germany disagreeing on what to do in the Ukraine with Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin. But there are those. See, this is where the news media really bothers me. There were some inside the White House conversation that wasn't supposed to be public, it would seem. And basically, what they admitted was this was a game, and whether Putin was smart enough to figure it out or not, good cop, bad cop. So the U.S. is the good cop, Mrs. Merkel the bad cop. But is that just a tactic to push Pukin Putin to end the fighting there? Is it something that could lead to World War III? No. Is it something that's bad for Europe? Yeah, because all their gas, much of their gas and oil and supplies that are related to petroleum come out of Russia, and it's really costing them a lot more. Well, the price of gasoline has gone down over there the same as it has done here because there's a large supply of it. Although I was talking to a friend of mine who is in the futures business yesterday, and he says that by summertime, yes, the price will go up about 60 cents a gallon, and that in the next 2 years, by the end of 2016, oil will cost $200 a barrel, which will put the cost of a gallon of gasoline at about $4.50. So enjoy what you're paying now, because in 2 years it'll be twice as much as it is now, at least according to him. And he's made, I believe, every word he says, because he's made millions and millions of dollars on the futures and actually is in the oil drilling business himself. So, all right, so we have oil drilling. How many of you have noticed that the price of natural gas has gone down, along with the whole business about the gasoline, the petroleum that we have and that we're using in our automobiles? Are you heating your home with natural gas? Or do you have a swimming pool that has a heater, that sort of thing? There are such abundant supplies, and production is so strong, there is more than enough to withstand the current cold snap. Natural gas prices are at not an all-time low, but about a three-year low. The prices are the latest example of this churn in the commodity cycle, where robust supplies have sent the cost going down. It's not only oil and natural gas, but also the price of sugar. Do you buy sugar, Kenny? I'm talking about all of the refined sugar, the natural sugars, the prices, most of the things. If you go into the supermarket, I can't go into a Whole Foods store, for example, and not spend $200. I don't know. I buy some fruit and buy some nuts and buy a few other things, popcorn, whatever. And you bring it home and you look at the thing, $200.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether some of these commodities, and sugar certainly is one of them, have gone down. Have you noticed? Do you buy sugar much? Do you have much sugar in your household?
Not enough to notice the price. I mean, if it was suddenly, double or triple the price it normally was, I'd probably notice that. But
yeah. Anything that stands out in any of the groceries that you buy with regularity as to price? Has it gone up or has it gone down? Stayed about the same in the last 4 or 5 months?
Seems to have stayed about the same.
Yeah.
Well, actually, meats have gone up.
They have.
Yeah.
See, I don't buy meat, so I don't know. I don't pay that much attention to it. I know the cost of milk went up, and it sort of stayed there, even though demand isn't quite as high as it was last year at this time. Part of the problem is this cold and the snow. We know that. But the oil is trucked. Gas is under the ground, the pipelines all over the country. So I guess my question to you is your gas bill going down? The last 6 months for most people, last 7 months, actually, I'm looking at the price. I'm looking at the graph here. Prices have slipped after the Energy Information Administration showed stockpiles of 2.4 trillion cubic feet. I can't even imagine what that is. How do you put a gas? That's how, these gas trucks that go down the road, you see them all over Praxair and all these other, they have no gas. That's not gas in those trucks. It may say that it's from the gas company, but that's liquefied. And that's another fascinating thing, how they turn this stuff to be able to transport it. They make it a solid, or they make it a liquid, put it in the trucks, and then they bring it to, not only do they have natural gas pipelines all over the place, but these gases sometimes are going to the, in most areas of the country, especially in northern climes, there is propane gas as well, and the propane is turned into the liquid, and then they bring it to places like Suburban Propane in the greater Boston area, is a company that I know, and they take the liquid and somehow they turn it back into a gas again. It's a fascinating process. But anyway, there's so much of it around. You should be paying much less for your natural gas. If your bill hasn't gone down, you better call your gas supplier and ask them the question, hello, why? 20 before the hour on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
18 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Valentine's week is upon us. The Doug Steffen Good Day program and its connection to BuzzBox Coffee wants you to know about BuzzBox and how it's connected to Valentine's Day. That's sort of a question at the end. There's a special gift to a family member or a loved one on Valentine's Day that comes in the form of BuzzBox Coffee. It's so easy. All you need to do is call 866-456-7805, or you can go to DougSteffen.com, click on the BuzzBox, select Give BuzzBox at the top of the page. You can choose any roast or style of BuzzBox, whole bean specific grind. You can make your gift 1, 3, 6, 9, or 12 shipments. It's up to you. If you love coffee, why not give your coffee lover a Valentine's gift that they will absolutely love? Light roast, medium roast, dark roast, espresso, decaf, signature blends, Roasters Limited Reserve. BuzzBox Coffee offers all of it. And for the K-Cup gift, be sure you have them included. The reusable solo fill is something that's in the BuzzBox Coffee corral, shall we say. It's the best of the best coffee. 866-456-7805, or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox Coffee and select the Gift BuzzBox option. Marianne Corinch is with us now in the Good Day program. She's conducted seminars in body language and lie detection for the International Spy Museum, the Department of Homeland Security, George Mason University, the Colorado Association of Code Enforcement Officials. So, she has real expertise. She's got 22 books, Kenny, most of which focus on human behavior, including how to spot a liar. Marianne, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Is Brian Williams not telling us the truth? He certainly is the one who's in the spotlight now when it comes to telling the truth or not telling the truth. So what do you, as you see him and watch his lips, I remember somebody has said, you know, how do I know you're lying? Your lips are moving. So is that the case with him, or is he somebody who's been caught in a tough spot?
Well, it is a tough spot because he is lying for reasons that all of us lie, except that we pay him to not do that. So, you know, there's a betrayal of trust here that we don't have necessarily when the rest of us are doing the same thing for the same reasons, but it seems a lot more innocent.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. How do you know? I had a long conversation about this on the air last week, as a matter of fact, and it was around the starting of this controversy, I think late in the week, about lying or not telling. I don't even like the word liar. It was one of those words that I heard a lot when I was a kid, and it didn't apply to me. Doing what I do for a living, sometimes involves stretching a story, shall we say.
Right.
And I guess there's a difference, well, at least in my mind there is, they may not be in other people's minds, between telling a story and maybe making it bigger than it is, and you know, saying, did you do that? And you say no, when in fact, yes, you did do it. So how do we work this around?
Well, there are different types of lies, and when we're talking about Brian Williams, we're talking about lies that are embellishments, and that's why I say that we all do it. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of times that, you know, normal people will just go a little bit far afield from the, well, not, I shouldn't say far afield, a little bit away from the truth, because they want to, there are three big reasons for that. One is that they want to attract a connection to a person or to people. And in this case, Brian Williams wants to attract his audience. He is adding a little to the story, adding a little pepper to the stew, because he wants to have that, he wants to lock the audience in. He wants to attract the audience. And so that's a normal thing. You know, it's something that people might do on a first date. Just a little embellishment, and it just is a sign of, I want to attract you, so I'm just going to make this a little bit better.
What makes people suspect, and the suspicions come about as a result of what? Let's say in a spousal relationship, a question comes from one to the other as to, why didn't you call me for 5 hours? Or why didn't you answer the question this way or that way? Or what were you really doing? And there's sometimes is embellishment. Sometimes, frankly, there's a lack of remembering, I think. But I'd rather hear from you as to how frequent this is and how do people fix the problem.
Sure. Well, there are several ways that our memories fail us. So sometimes a lie is not at all intended. In fact, often that's the case. You know, you get together with an old friend or a spouse or something, you reminisce about something that happened a few years ago, and your recollection is different from the other person's. Now, that there's no malice intended there. There's no lie. It's a failure of memory, because memory is very, very complicated. But then there are other times when, you know, we'll tell a story and we know that we're deviating slightly from the truth, or it's, in some cases we're making it far more dramatic. And so, you know, another reason that I would offer you that I think would apply to Brian Williams is that, you know, you want to kind of get a one-upmanship. It's looking better than you really are.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, in his case, he's conscious of ratings. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, looking a little bit better than he might have if he had told the straight truth is good for ratings. But it also sets him apart. It differentiates him from other people in his profession or close to his profession, let's say Jon Stewart. If he's across the desk from Jon Stewart, and his story about being out there and being a real reporter in a real war zone, you know, it sets him apart from Jon Stewart. It's like, well, look at me.
Yeah.
I'm this and you're not.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do that with other people on a daily basis. You know, we might do it at work to set ourselves apart, just to embellish a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I was a hero in this project and you weren't.
Ma'am. Marianne Corinch, thank you. She's the author of How to Spot a Liar, I Can Read You Like a Book, The Body Language Handbook, and the latest is Nothing But the Truth. Marianne, good to have you here on Good Day.
You wouldn't leave your car unprotected, so why leave your identity unprotected? Nearly 500,000 cars were stolen in 2012, and for every car stolen, 34 people had their identity stolen. Identity thieves can take your money, damage your credit, and wreak havoc on your life. So help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It provides protection for your social security number, your bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Your bank may alert you to suspicious credit or debt card activity, but a thief could still open up new accounts in your name, and your credit report may only tell you after your identity has been compromised. While no one can stop all identity theft, LifeLock Ultimate Plus watches out for you in ways that banks and credit card companies alone just can't. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code Dana, or call and mention Dana to save 10%. Call 1-800-570-0701. That's 800-570-0701. Network does not cover all transactions.
Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler, a 16-millimeter camera used to film Neil Armstrong's first steps on the moon is going on display today at the Smithsonian. His widow discovered it in a closet and said it, so that'll be another fascinating. If you've never been to the Smithsonian to see the space exhibit, go and check out this new artifact from Neil Armstrong's history. It's 51 past the hour on Good Day.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Laura Sheris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tuesday Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I into Tech Talk. It's Tech Talk time. We'll get started with Shelley Palmer pretty much as usual. He's going to talk to you today about a new deal with Sprint and iPhone. So if you're a Sprint customer and you have an iPhone, maybe 2 and 2 makes 4. We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com. File your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you want to overhaul your mobile tech, Sprint's got a new deal you'll want to check out. From now through the beginning of April, Sprint will give you a new iPhone, a new iPad, and service for both devices for $100 a month with no upfront costs or activation fees. You don't have a choice in devices, though. The plan includes the iPhone 6 and an iPad Mini 3, and only applies to the entry-level 16-gig versions of each. This latest offer combines Sprint's iPhone for Life and iPad for Life leasing programs, and Sprint says the combo platter will save you almost $20 a month. Sprint's iDevice for Life programs let you lease new devices for a year or two, then either buy the device outright, upgrade to a newer version, or return the devices at the end of the program. This offer isn't for everyone, but as Sprint continues to serve up offers to save you money, it's a deal worth checking out. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah,
this
I think
is
we
nice.
Do. Let's bring it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, it smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
Tech Talk brought to you in part by the folks at Kohl's who are asking you to nominate a youngster and put them in line for a $10,000 scholarship through the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program. Nominations accepted now through the 13th of next month. If you would like to figure out what the details are, go to kids. Oops, we'll try this from the from the Straight and Narrow Department. KohlsKids.com, KohlsKids.com for all the details. Nominate a youngster today and put him in line for part of that $10,000 in scholarship money from Kohl's. This state, 1988, Kenny. AOL raised its monthly flat access rate from $19.95 to $21.95, explaining it needed to upgrade the network to handle the onslaught of people taking advantage of the flat price. So what is AOL, how much of a factor are they still when you look around at all of the various services?
Well, it's different now. They still have their email, but they've teamed with Huffington Post or the other way around for a lot of online content.
Right. Okay, so what do you pay for a month of that?
I don't think you pay anything anymore. I think it's all advertising.
Oh, is it really?
They get their money.
That's the model. Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was kind of interesting because we don't much think about AOL anymore unless you see somebody whose name is, you know, it's an AOL address. Apple, right. Next week, is going to be on JetBlue. Select flights starting next week, you can use Apple Pay with your iPhone 6 and 6 Plus to buy food and drinks and other amenities when the plane reaches cruising altitude. JetBlue is the first airline to accept Apple Pay. It's not going to be the last, however. They're working on all of the other major carriers. So how is this going to be different than using a credit card? It's the same thing, only it's more secure, or what?
And more convenient, easier. It's probably easier for you to get to your phone when you're in one of those cramped seats on the plane than to try to fish your credit card out of your wallet.
Yeah. What do you mean, those comfortable seats with all the leg room? What are you talking about, Kenny?
Yeah, like a
Jeb man. Bush using his email. This is pretty interesting. Conference call yesterday with his staff. He said that he was going to launch a website today that will publish emails from his 2 terms as the governor of Florida. Let's see, those are going to be released today. And also the first chapter of his book is slated to be released online. So he's stepping right in to the technology sector as he gets ready to declare his intentions to run for the presidential election in 2016. Technology on top. Thank you.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.